Welcome to Teacherpreneurs Raise Your Hand, episode 159, A Teacherpreneur Purpose with Janice Cook. I'm excited to have Janice on the show today, so I'm excited to hear her story today. Hope you stick around.
Welcome to Teacherpreneurs Raise Your Hand, where bold teachers rise up and transform into successful teacherpreneurs who are destined for greatness. What exactly is a teacherpreneur, you might ask? Well, Webster's Dictionary defines the term as... it's not yet a word in the dictionary, but hear you me, it will be one day. In a nutshell, a teacherpreneur is both a teacher and a business person, and we're here to help you be better at both. So without further ado, from one tired teacher and Trina Deberry Teaching and Learning, here's your host... Trina Deber.
Hey, so today we're hearing another teacherpreneur purpose, but before that, today's episode is supported by List Builder Society, Amy Porterfield's list building email course that is unbelievable. What if you could start building the right audience today and every single day after that? List Builder Society is the proven list building system for teacherpreneurs and entrepreneurs where you'll learn to grow your business, reach your ideal customers, and generate more revenue through the power of an email list. List Builder Society is more streamlined than ever and ready to help you skyrocket into your business fast. Over 24,000 students have enrolled in List Builder Society. And let me tell you what happens by the end of this program. You will have mastered knowing what to write and when. Oh my gosh, can I get an amen on that? So consistency becomes second nature instead of a scary idea you're currently overthinking. You will also know how to deliver emails that get engagement and receive more replies than you could count that say you send the best emails. I can't wait to see them land in my email box. You will also have mastered a high converting opt-in page. That's always gets the best feedback of this is just what I needed. You'll also have mastered a lead magnet that attracts the right people. You'll even find out what a lead magnet is if you don't know. And it will attract the right people to your list and build a buyer-filled audience who looks to you for solutions. And finally, you will learn the confidence to finally hit send and create opportunities for your audience to buy from you. That is incredible. So if you are ready for List Builder Society from a reputable person who knows what they're talking about, who has gotten thousands upon thousands of people results, then you're going to want to join Amy Porterfield with List Builder Society. When you join Amy's List Builer Society through me, through my special link, then you are helping to support the podcast. And I appreciate that greatly. It doesn't change the price for you. It gives a little bit of income for me, and it allows me to continue the podcast. The way to do that is trinadeberryteachingandlearning.com/LBS. It's that easy. LBS. trinadeberryteachingandlearning.com/LBS. All right, let's get on with the show. So I'm so excited to have Janice Cook here today from Cook Family Resources, which is all one word, to talk about her purpose on TPT and her story and her journey and everything teacherpreneur. So welcome, welcome, Janice.
Thank you so much for having me today.
I'm so excited that you're here. And I'm so excited. I'm going to just confess, this is the take two because I forgot to hit record. So when you don't podcast, when you take a break from podcasting, I took a break from both podcasts for like the last month. Mm-hmm. I haven't recorded in over a month. And after like 5 years of doing it, you would think that that would just be a no-brainer.
No,
But
and I
no.
just received so many messages from people. I just had the greatest conversation with someone, but I forgot to hit record. Is there anything you can do? I'm like, I can't do anything. It's
I know
all
there's
good. We work
there's
together.
nothing. Yeah, it's happened to me twice in this whole time where I did a whole entire episode without recording, and one of them was Farrah Henley, and I feel like I tell the story all the time, and she was like, "Let's do it again." She was so great, so we just recorded right away. It was not the same. It never is the same the second time around. And then April and Angie from their podcast a long time ago, and I don't think I forgot to hit record. Something happened with the recording, and we never redid it. And I
No,
was like,
sometimes the more guests that are involved, the harder it is to get
"Yeah,
calendars aligned. And sometimes it's just, and it's still a beautiful conversation, but you're hoping to share these conversations.
absolutely, yes." So it was so frustrating. But anyway, so Janice, tell us a little bit about yourself and like a little bit of your journey and why you started TPT, all that stuff.
Yeah, so I'm Janice Cook, and my store is a smaller part of what I do right now. But I started Cook Family Resources with my husband. So he's actually the product creation person in our business. He's a digital artist. He
Cool.
loves to draw. He's going to be drawing penguins around the clock, no matter what. He's been drawing them since third grade. He does it for his own pleasure. But I had kept TPT a secret for so long in the classroom because I feel like there was just some shame, like it was a shortcut. If I ha ended up in the TPT search bar, like I should be making all of these things myself. I don't feel that way anymore. But I think I never mentioned the money I was spending on TPT because I didn't know how people outside the teaching world would even feel about it. But we were in this situation where I was in a teaching role where I needed us to create a lot of resources, and he was making them for my classroom anyway. And I was like, did you know that people might pay you for these if we package them up properly? And he thought that was really cool because when you're making things and doing art anyways, it was cool. He was like, do you think anybody would buy these? I was like, I do think people would buy these. So I took Shelly Reese's Focus Success course. I jumped in her little October bingo challenge and I won a gift card and I used it to buy the course back when you could buy it on TPT. And it was like the best choice I ever made because the community of people that I was surrounded with and their stories and everything I learned from them, I just loved it. And we made a sale that first night back on the free account, and we woke up to a sale. It was a dollar. I didn't really know how to price things properly back then. But we made our 37 cents or whatever. And my husband was like, okay, I'll go on this journey with you. So my kids were still little and we were doing it part time, but I was teaching in the morning and then looking for ideas that resources needed and like sketching them out on paper and passing them to my husband. And then he would create them and pass them back to me. And I would like finish them and market them. And then I would send him the next idea. So that was like kind of our workflow. One of the few TPTers that loves to do everything except the product creation part because that just wasn't where my talent was.
I think that is so crazy. That's so cool, though.
And I made YouTube videos and my channel was monetized and I had a great conversion rate for my channel. And people would just like shop my background, like the things that were on my classroom. They were like, can I have that? Can I have that? Where can I get this? And I got to do professional development content for teachers. And it fed traffic right into my TBT store and it was an absolute blast. So I was so glad that we took that leap, but it was such a cool season of life where I was starting to think about transitioning out of the traditional classroom. And I was building, like, I always have an A bucket and a B bucket. So you have your during the day job and then this other little passion project. And so that's what TBT was for me. And then when TBT and my other things started to grow, I made them my A bucket. And then you get to have a new B bucket. And that's always just kind of how I've kept my brain out of trouble, is having like your main full-time stable. I know I can pay my mortgage job. And then something that you can dream and be like, I wonder where this could go.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. That is so cool. And what a great way of thinking about it. It's not even like you're thinking about like a plan B. It's like it's just bucket
It's
B. And bucket,
bonus.
yeah, and that's bonus rather than backup.
Right.
So I that what a shift in like I don't know, like even my paradigm right now. Like it's like that's really cool.
And
I
over
love that.
time, you just bravely make your B bucket your A bucket. You're like, well, what if? Like, this is going really well. What if I tried making this my A bucket? And then I don't know why we're wired this way as creatives, but then I always have to add another B bucket. And then you're like, what if that became my A bucket? Because not that you get bored over time, but I love to learn and I always want to go out and learn new things. And when you meet people with inspiring, passionate stories, you do get curious and you're like, I wonder if that would work for me, or I wonder if I would enjoy that. And I'm definitely a nonfiction reader in general, but I loved diving down those blogs about like early retirement. Back when I was a classroom teacher, I was like, oh, is that an option? Like, how do people do that? And I think that's how I learned about blogging and online everything in the first place. You read a little blog and you get a little idea, and then you just have to be brave.
Yeah, and you just have to be brave. Oh my gosh, you're so positive, and I needed like this breath of fresh air. Like you're like a
Oh,
breath of fresh air.
I'm so glad we
And
got to have this conversation today.
yeah, I'm serious. I feel like you're right. It's like you just allow yourself to open up to these opportunities and to kind of like look outside of your own four walls of life and see things that are possibilities. And the what if, like you have like, do you ever have like a hard time because you seem like your mindset is so positive and so like open that I can't imagine you having a hard time.
Oh no, it's definitely. I go through my overthinking moments like we all do. I think we all have a giant paper pad of ideas that we could create, but then you have to decide like, well, what's the next right thing to take action on? Like, well, that worked well for them and that's working really well for them. And but like, what do I want to do? And is that what my people need? Is that what's right for my life and my situation? I think that we all struggle with that and we wonder if it's the next choice. But I think as long as you have a stable A bucket there and you lower that risk, like that's what keeps it fun.
Yeah, no, that's such a good point. And you just nailed something that I sometimes lately have forgotten, and that is, do they need this? Do they need this? Because I have wanted my B to be the A. And because I'm like so passionate about getting kids excited about learning and thinking and integrating and STEM and makerspace and all this stuff. But the people, but my current A bucket is like, no, I don't have time for that. I don't. And so I'm getting frustrated, but I have like, you've just made me rethink. Like if I don't have a stable A, then I don't even really get a chance to do some of that B, but I can't reverse it yet until it's ready. So
And I can't do the B bucket well if I'm losing sleep about the A bucket. Like, you have to have your four walls taken care of first. I mean,
No,
I
you're
went through
right.
a time where I was making a lot of boom cards, loved making them, still do. But I was cranking out several decks a week, and my kids were my product testers, so they loved it. And now my kids still say, like, they were like, will you make more boom cards? We want to test more boom cards. Can you make some for my grade? Can you make some for this? And it's so hard because I was like, no, because that's not what my people need from me right now. And like, just due to the nature of the graphics and how they're laid out in my store, I have a daughter who's in sixth grade now. She's like, can you make me some boom cards? I'm like, no, because they would never sell in my store.
Yes, I'm writing that down. That's not what they need from me right
Not
now.
that it's not
Right
okay to do
now.
things just for fun, but there's no way it would be as fun if it wasn't ending up in my store at the end. So that was really hard, but it was a good conversation to have with them too. Like, that's not what mom's job is. Mom's job isn't to make boom cards and follow you through like your K-12 education path. Like, that's not a very efficient use of your mom's time and talent.
But I love that. And also, I love that you're able to say that's not what they need from me right now. So I'm not going to do that. I've been so like, okay, I have a friend who's in like I feel like she's followed in, sadly, she's followed in my footsteps in education. I helped hire her. So this was a long time ago. It's been over 20 years. And when I helped hire her, I was a team leader and all that stuff. So then we worked together for a really long time. And then I left. And I also had a child that like had a hard time in school. She has this who has dyslexia. She has a son with dyslexia. She later on became team leader. She went through like I've watched her do things that I did. Like I stepped out of the classroom, was a media specialist. Now she's a media specialist. And I'm like, Oh my gosh, where am I even going with this? Where was I even starting? How did I get on this
You
conversation?
have
Oh,
to do what the people want you to do.
so all the time she's like, "Can you make this?" And I'm like, "Yes." And then I'm like, "Is this my audience? And is do they need this right now?" The other day, and this was the first time that I was like, "Melanie, no, I cannot make that." Like she's like, "I
Yeah.
have these books that nobody reads." This is how this conversation starts on text. "I have these books that nobody reads. I want to get them excited about it. Can you make this make a product for these books?" And I said, "You want me to make a resource based on something that nobody reads?" I'm like,
Right.
"Okay."
Your business brain is like, nope.
Yeah. So I'm like, "I'm sorry. As much as I do love to get kids excited about new things and different things, I can't revive some old whatever they are in the
Right. And it's,
corner."
you hear people say things like, I'd love to write a blog post about this. I'd love to make a YouTube video about that. It's
Yeah.
like, cool. But like, is anyone searching for that? I talk
Yeah.
to a lot of podcasters
Oh
about
my
that when they're like, should
gosh.
I start a
Right.
podcast or a blog or a YouTube channel? Right. We all go through that in long form
Yeah.
content land. And it's like, well, I don't know. Is anyone searching for this on YouTube? Is anyone like, because if they're
Yeah.
not, if other people are already trying it and there's no search volume, you're going to frustrate yourself and waste your time.
Absolutely. And if you don't have some kind of a, I feel like I did that with my teacher podcast. I'm like, "What am I talking about?" I'm like
Yeah.
talking about random education things because I would and I'm like, is this doing anything? Is this leading
Right.
me to anything?" And I wasn't even treating it like, "Oh my gosh, I wish I had met you long ago."
That's
Like I feel
okay.
like
No, but we all,
I
just
could
like my first TBT product sold for a dollar. I was like, oh, I didn't even know about the $3 rule. I didn't like, we just, you do it messy. And that's how
Yeah.
you learn. And that's what makes those lessons really memorable because all the time you pour into those
Yeah.
projects that don't go somewhere, you're like, okay. I'm here
Yeah.
to learn the lesson. That's always what I say when I'm frustrated. I'm like, I'm here to learn whatever lesson this
No,
is.
you're
Like, I
right.
don't know
That's
how we
the,
got here, but at least I'm going to learn
but at
and not
least I'm going to
get here
learn. But
again.
that's what I'm talking about your mindset. It's open for that. And that matters. I was just listening to a podcast this morning and you just made me think of it. And he was saying the best thing that can happen to you in business is you can have you be successful, have a success,
Yeah.
or fail fast. He's like,
Right.
it's like, the, yeah. And I'm like, fail fast. That's it. You want to fail fast so you know not to keep going down that path.
Right.
Like, the, yeah, it's
Do you
the
watch Shark
faster
Tank?
happens. Yes, I do. I haven't
Kevin
watched it in a while,
O'Leary's
but I do
always
like
like,
it.
it's my
Yeah.
responsibility to tell them not to do
Yeah.
this,
Yeah.
like to save them 5 years of their life that they're going to try
Yeah.
to make that work because I know that it's not
Yeah.
going to.
It's not going to
And I
work. Yeah.
appreciate that so much. Not everybody's like ready for his level of tough love. But yes, if
Yeah.
I'm headed down a path that is going to waste my time, frustrate me, and not get me where I want to go. Oh my goodness, I hope I've surrounded myself with people that'll be like, you sound really jazzed about that, but I don't think you should do it.
You're right. And I don't have those people in my life. I or either that or I'm not listening. I totally am not listening. I'm like, "But no, this is so great." So I think I need more of that. I think I need more, you know, and you just said that because he was one that was my least favorite.
Yeah.
But when you just said that, I'm like, you know what? He's right. He's saving people decades sometimes of their
I don't
life
want to
going
stand there
down the
on
wrong path.
national TV and have him hurt
Yes.
my feelings like that,
Yeah.
but I would love someone in like a private mastermind chat to be like, I'm surprised you're going in that direction. I remember you saying your goal was this 20 seconds ago.
No, you're right. I'm going to tell my mastermind we meet after this. I'm
Yeah.
going to tell them that you're going to have to be harder on me.
Yeah.
Because I get like sidetracked. So, but you know,
Yeah.
you mentioned Shelly and her group, who she's so
Oh, we're all
amazing.
so grateful.
We are. And as she's, you know, stepping back from the course and things like that, and we're like, "Don't go, Shelly," like hanging on to her tote, you know,
But at the
coattails.
same time, what a beautiful place for her as a teacher that she's
I
given
love
us
it. Yeah.
everything that we need and we're
Yeah.
ready to fly out of the nest. And
Yeah.
that's what you want as a teacher, right?
Yeah. That makes me
So
want to cry.
we can't be
Yeah.
dependent on her monthly lives and her daily wisdom. She gave us the course, she revised the course, we took it multiple times. We know the
Yeah.
things.
Yeah.
It's okay
Yeah.
for us to fly out of the nest and take it from here.
Yeah. I love that. I think she needs to hear that. I'm gonna message her. Like she totally needs to. She totally needs to hear that. Yeah, she's done a lot. She's her.
Yeah.
She has had a lasting impact for sure.
100%.
So yeah, and that community is a community that I like to be a part of.
Yeah.
It's uplifting women, lifting up other women, and you don't find that in every single teacherpreneur
No, and
group.
it's work to build that and it's work to maintain it. And she has shown up to have those hard conversations and do the work and be
Absolutely.
like, no
Yeah.
way, this is my
Yeah.
group. And this isn't going to be, we're not
Yeah.
taking that turn.
Yeah. I know. And I think that's what it takes too. You gotta have those people, and when other people are spewing their toxic whatever, like
Yeah.
it's time, that's enough. It needs to be shut down,
So
because
on my
sometimes we
journey, I was so lucky to have her course right at the beginning. We started our store in July and I won her course in the Bingo Challenge in October. And so
Yeah.
we didn't have like a lot of backtracking to do, which was so fortunate.
Yeah, that's
But
great.
her Facebook group was in many ways like the first place that I landed in TBT.
Yeah.
And
What
that
a
was
great
huge.
place. Yeah.
Because I was surrounded by people who were seeing success, people who were focused and data driven and
Yeah.
here to do the right things and not here to tear each other around and play.
Yeah.
And when I look back and realize how fortunate that is, because other little B buckets and passion projects that we start up, we don't always land in
Yeah.
like a really high quality community from the start.
Yeah, you're right. It makes a huge difference. Okay. So you started off with utilizing the talents of your husband. So that was kind of like the point of it. But you've developed into other things,
I
correct?
have. So
Yeah.
I found great people in these communities like Shelly's group or people we take courses with. And I have a wonderful mastermind crew that I still talk with. We have like a little messenger chat. We talk all the time. And one of my friends in my mastermind got burned by a virtual assistant. She bravely
Oh.
hired something out in her business and it didn't go
Uh-huh.
well. And she had really like locked up her calendar. So she really couldn't take this task back on her plate, right? She had slid it to someone else's desk and she
Yeah.
really needed someone else to do it. And I felt so badly for her, but it was a task I knew how to do. And I said, do you want me to just do yours when I do mine? Right? We had like the same tech stack and I knew her brand inside and out, where she was going. I was pretty sure I could operate in her voice. And I was like, do you want me to just do that? And I really liked it. And then she told a bunch of people. And then I ended up doing it for other people. And I fell into like the freelancing side of TBT. And it became like
Wow.
that A bucket, B bucket journey
Yeah.
again.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I was in the middle. I actually still am of a bundle of like kindergarten math boom cards that I had just like one little unit to finish up. And I was like, well, I was going to make boom cards this month. Like that, I was going to finish this bundle. I was like, well, but people need me to do other things. And you have to like
Yeah.
really think like, are people asking me to finish these math boom cards? Or are people asking me to help them with this? And it's the exact same thing we go through when we make a new TBT product. It's like, but what is the universe asking me to do?
Yes.
How are they
Oh,
asking
man.
me to
Oh.
help today? And it
Yeah.
was clear that in that moment, I had to just trust. I was like, well, people are asking for help with this, and I can help them, and I like that. So I
Yeah.
got to meet more people and hear more about their brand and what they were struggling with and what was feeling sticky in their business. And I found out that I loved doing that more than just sitting and making products.
Yeah.
And I felt like it was making an impact faster because I was working with sellers with big audiences and big stores who were cranking out products way faster than I could. And if I could help them remove the friction in their business, they could help more teachers help more kids. And I think that's just always like what it's come down to. I was
Yeah.
teaching in the classroom, but then I was doing PD and helping teachers so they could help more kids. And I was making resources so teachers could help more kids and get back to what they needed to do. And that's what really made me excited because we all feel the weight of our time in education and how hard it is to be a teacher. And I think
Yes.
no matter what my A and B buckets will be, they will always be helping other teachers.
Yeah.
But how can I make the biggest splash? How can I make the biggest impact? And in this season of life, it's been working with other amazing TBT authors like the ones I met in Shelley's group right from the start.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah,
So
that's
I
really.
didn't set out to do that. You know, my high school guidance counselor didn't have any of these jobs on their bulletin boards, right? I just didn't grow up in the online world where these were even jobs. But people need help with things, and you're like, well, I know how to do that, right? Because I have my own blog and my own long form content and my own store. And then the tasks on people's desks, I was like, oh yeah, no, I could just do that. That's
I could
you
do
could just
that.
I could just put that on my desk.
What kind of things do you do?
I do podcast management, which is super fun.
Okay.
I taught in the music education space, so I was already doing a lot of audio engineering and teaching those skills to students. So I was like, wait a second, I listen to podcasts all day anyway. I could listen to podcasts, clean them up, mix their music together. People don't like doing that. I had no idea. They just want to speak their message into the world and
And
send it
that's
to
all.
someone else. I was like, well, okie doke. So I do that. And then I do a lot of work in business systems right now. So project management, and coaching that way. So helping people figure out like why all their post-it notes and their notebooks and their links and all their stuff is all over the place.
It's all over.
Why they feel so overwhelmed with their schedule, helping business owners in the teacher space figure out what their capacity is so that they can leave at the end of the office and be like, no, like I did what I came to do and everything will get done. Because I think a lot of us came from the teacher space where, like, you will quit as a teacher and die as a teacher and you will still have work on your desk. Like, you're just never going to finish it all.
Oh my gosh, I know.
And so
That's like
then we
never
become
ending.
our own bosses and we work those same hours and try to finish it all. And I don't know why we feel that way as TBTers. I don't need to make every product. That wouldn't be a good use of my time. And it's literally impossible. So I help with business systems and capacity. And then I help some people with podcast management also.
That's so cool. I love that. I think that is it, and you didn't start off that way.
No.
It just it morphs into this because but that's the thing that I'm talking about. That's the spark about you. That's the open, I'm going to allow things to come naturally. And it's very inspiring. It's
Oh.
really inspiring to me. I hope that it's inspiring other people. It's making me feel emotional, honestly. Like it's a
Oh.
really cool thing to see, to
Yeah.
like you've opened up to whatever comes and thinking about, does this make sense now? I can do this. I know how to do that. Like
Right.
that's
And I
really
think for
cool.
us as teacher business owners, it's not that any of the things we say yes to are wrong, but we have so much more power than I think we had when we were in the classroom to pick and choose where we can help the world. And I think we all wanted that when we were in the classroom. And towards the end of my time in the classroom, my puzzles that I was really good at solving, I was a band director, I was always solving big picture, full building schedule issues, planning big events. I was always doing big picture planning, but I never had time to do it because I always had kids walking in the door and I loved my time with them. But it was like I could plan out curriculum for every new course and fix every new scheduling thing, and I could do all of that. Or I could be present with my students, but there was no way I could do both. And it made more sense as I traveled on the path. I was like, I have a lot of these scheduling and big picture puzzle skills, but now I actually have time to do that deep focused work instead of doing it while I'm also teaching. So now
Yes,
my
while
children
you're
are school age,
juggling.
they go to school, it's quiet, I can focus, and I can solve a problem for the world and then go pick them up.
So you have you ha you've held on to your purpose, and your purpose has changed in a variety of things, but the core of it, I want to help people. I want to make a difference. I want to make as much of an impact as I can is still tr you're still really true to that,
I
which is
still
why
love
I'm being emotional.
education so much, but it's like there are ways for us to impact the field of education without being in that classroom. And that classroom is still 4 minutes from my house. We bought this house so I could vote on my own school budget. Like, I thought I was going to be there. It was a great job that I left. Numbers wise, it didn't make any sense. But the best choices in life don't always make sense on paper.
No, that's
Still very
true.
connected to education. I still want the best for those students and those teachers. But I don't think that me rinse wash repeating the same curriculum every year for a different group of students was really the biggest way I could make a splash in education. And so, yeah, I think the purpose is the same. And that's why when you do the gut check with every new opportunity, you're like, no, like I am still using my teaching degree. Isn't that like a big thing in our space? Like, of course I am. I talk to teachers all day. It might be in someone's DMs or their customer service inbox on their behalf, but I'm still very connected to teachers and what they're looking for and what they're struggling with. And I can't help them if I also have a full schedule of students.
But now you can.
Some of us have to step out and help in other ways. And I think really 2020 showed us how lucky that was, because teachers in the classroom never would have been able to make digital resources fast enough to keep up with the demand. And so those of us who were home full time, happy to put on a pot of coffee and crank out a full year of digital curriculum.
Yeah.
It really truly takes a village, and that whole
Absolutely.
Education space is working together so beautifully in this season.
Yeah. I felt like kind of alive during that. Like I felt it wasn't confused. My purpose wasn't confused. I felt very like I can do that. I know how to do that. I had a master's in educational technology and media design. And I was like, oh, I'm all over that. I made like 100 products that year.
Yeah.
So it was.
I met with my retirement guy yesterday and he always smiles. He's like, you were in the right place at the right time. I was like, yeah, no, I've taught online before. I already know how to, but this is fine. Put me on Zoom.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah,
Coach
let's
put
go.
me in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't fix the pandemic. I couldn't save people's lives, but there was a subgroup of people that I did have the time and talent to help. And so that's really rewarding.
But definitely. I totally agree. Oh, where do you, what do you see coming? Like, do you have any anticipation of what's coming next? Like, what do you think about that?
Never. I think as long as the bills are paid and everyone's happy and healthy, you know, my kids go to bed with full bellies and we're at home when they need us. I think that's really my goal. And that doesn't mean I don't dream bigger. We all love the passive income side of things for the possibility of how that can grow. I had a gap in my services offer last year where I had just like a group of people that I didn't have an offer to serve just yet. So that was a big focus for me before I ended 2023. I needed to make sure that I like plugged that little hole in my boat. And so I go into the new year perfectly happy, knowing that I just took like one step in the right direction. I made one thing my people were asking for, and then I'll just keep on chugging. So it's not, I don't know. I did a goal setting workshop yesterday and it's really hard. I don't feel like I do really well with time bound goals. Like I want to make X dollars by this day, or I want to finish this project by this day. That's just not how my brain works. But I can make sure that my daily priorities, how I spend my time, actually reflects where I want to be headed next and make sure I'm like pointed in that right direction from a purpose standpoint. And I guess that's enough for me in this season, because I need to leverage all that flexibility to be a mom and be a parent in this season too.
But it also allows you to be open to things that come, which in your case has been a really positive. I think it's positive for all of us. I think.
And if you go back to when you were 16 and the career choices they handed you, none of what we're doing now was on that menu. And so who am I to decide like what comes next for me? Because in the like online world that we live in, I don't even know what's going to be on the menu when I get there. I don't know. So I don't feel qualified to predict and to guess, because I just feel like the online world is moving faster than fast. I don't know what's coming down the pike, but it's like a buffet. Have you ever been to one of those sushi buffets that has like the conveyor belt that goes around?
No,
and you're like,
that sounds crazy.
Oh, they're so fun. But you're like, love that for you. I would never eat that. Love that for you. So cool to learn about. Well, that one's interesting. And then you like overthink it for a little while and then you try it. And I think that's what Facebook groups are so empowering for me, because I love to hear like paid traffic's working well for you. Awesome. I already know I hate paid traffic. So love that for you. I'm not doing it. Or like, oh, YouTube's blowing up my business. Love that for you. Already lived the YouTube life. Done. Not doing it again. I love reading people's stories and hearing where they go. But I also know that it's a menu and I don't have to do everything. And I shouldn't do everything.
No, because then you'll be sick. You'll have stuffed yourself to sickness.
And we're all helpers as teachers, right? I can only help people well if I keep my own capacity dialed in.
Yeah, that's great. That's so great. Ah, thank you. Thank you so much,
Do
Janice.
you feel like
That
you know what's coming up in the future?
no, but I
Wow.
feel better about not knowing. I
Right? Less
feel
stressful this way.
I really do. You have given me permission to be to just let like to do that, to like get myself moving forward, like always like with my systems and perpetually moving forward, but not in this way that I have to know the answer to everything. And if I can't see it yet, it's coming. I just need to be open to it.
Right.
So I think that, yeah, no, I feel like I just had a counseling session, honestly.
Oh,
So
I'm so glad.
I feel so much better. So thank you for giving me permission not to have it all figured out right this second.
No, and we can only do one thing at a time. So as long as the
Yeah.
next step you're taking like makes a lot of sense for being the next right strategic step, we never want to spin our wheels and waste time.
Yeah.
But I
Yeah.
don't know. I can rarely see all next 10 steps on the path, but I feel really good about the one we're doing next, right? The next thing on my to-do list today was this beautiful conversation with you. And I was like, it was a heck yes. I was like, 100% this belongs in this time slot. I feel so good about it. And then I'll go have lunch, walk my pup, and I'll pick out the next thing that feels like this is
Feels, yeah,
definitely
this
the
is
most
good.
important next step.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. Yeah, it feels good to me too. I really appreciate this time so much. All right, I don't want to let you go until we've done a lightning round. Is that
Let's do
okay?
it.
I
Yeah.
forgot to ask you that in advance. All right, they're just really fun little, silly questions. So, like,
Okay.
first of all, what is your favorite day of the week?
I think it's Monday, and I would not
Yeah.
have said that when I was in the classroom.
I cannot even tell you how many teacherpreneurs say that now. And I say the same thing. Like Monday, I'm like, I'm productive. I'm like ready to go. I'm like, yes.
For so
So,
many years that we couldn't control our own schedule, the
yeah.
feeling that like everything I put on my list for this week, I chose.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it
Yeah.
all.
Yeah. Yeah. I
That's cheesy, but it's
love that.
Monday.
No, I love it. Okay. What dawn or dusk?
Dawn, my brain really like dissipates quickly in the PM hours. I
Yes.
am
You
useful
are
in
my
the
person. I
morning.
feel like a
Yeah.
soulmate here. I'm like, I'm serious. That is totally me.
I would love to be able to like have a clear thought after 3 p.m., but it's
Yeah.
just not who I
Yes. That's why when people do things at 8 o'clock at night, I'm
Oh
like,
my
no.
goodness.
Like, why
I'm
me
like,
pee 8 o'clock
is
at
there a
night? I can't do
replay,
that.
please? I
Yeah.
can't. Like, I'll sob at my computer if I try to stay up at 8 p.m. I will absorb none of this.
Yeah, no. Erin Waters, who I love, I'm doing Jumpstart right now, and
Yeah.
her meeting's at 8 o'clock. I'm like, I can't
And
make
I
it at 8 o'clock.
understand, like you have to meet all the time
No,
zones and all
yeah,
the people in the
you've got
classroom. And
kids.
there's
Yeah.
reasons that 8 o'clock shows up on our calendar, but I just realized I am meant to be team replay.
Yeah, me too. Me
I will
too. I
watch it in the
have to. Yeah.
morning and I will
Yep.
dive in and I'll talk in the
Yep.
Facebook group and I'll take notes and it'll be
Yep.
amazing. 8 p.m. No.
Yep, that's how I am. All right. The place you most want to travel.
We did our honeymoon in San Francisco, and I think there's part of me that wants to go back to San Francisco as a family and take my kids, which is so weird. I don't know if that's like a normal thing on your honeymoon, but that was just such a cool city and a cool, like, core memory for me. I
Yeah.
feel like that's a city I need to take full circle at some point.
Yeah, you want to share. I love that. What is your favorite junk food?
That's a really hard one. We are recording this in December. I think that's kosher to say. I am in all things peppermint for December season. So I want like the peppermint stick ice cream. I want the peppermint cookies. And I think part of it is because my kids don't eat any of the mint stuff. So in
Yeah, so
December, I'm
it's
like,
left
that's
for
my
you.
day. We're
Yeah.
for you anyway.
So when this comes out in March, people are gonna be like, peppermint. Yeah.
That's okay. I called out that it was December.
Yeah,
But
I
yeah, I
agree.
think December is a season where you're doing everything for others and planning big memories for others. And there's something that feels so good about adding like a half gallon of peppermint stick ice cream to your cart and being
Yeah.
like, yeah, that wasn't for you.
Yeah. That's so funny. And the last one, what was your favorite childhood TV show?
Oh my goodness. I don't know. I did not watch a ton of TV as a child. We didn't have cable, oh, the abuse.
Yeah.
But I remember TGIF, like on Friday nights.
Yep.
It's Friday night and the
Yeah.
mood is right. Like we had like no channels to choose from. And I also remember like what a flex that was for the grown-ups to be
Yeah.
like, well, guess who is your parent? For the next 2 hours, I'm out. Like we all thought Pizza Friday was cool. No, Pizza
Yeah.
Friday was because people were tired.
Yeah.
And so
Yeah.
they would make a pizza, let you be parented by TGIF, and then
Yeah.
somehow you could all pick up steam again in the weekend. And I think there are so many days that we like don't allow screens and screens, not that they were when I was a kid, like
Yeah.
villainous like they are now, but the
Yeah.
fact that somehow on Friday night, it was like, live your best life.
Yeah, watch as much TV as you want. No, it's so funny. I think they weren't villainous. Well, at least they weren't for me. I'm much older than you are, but they weren't for me because we weren't on them all day. Like
Yeah.
we were outside using our imagination and playing, and that it was like such a small amount of our time rather than it being such a
And
large
there
amount of your
really
time
weren't any
now.
choices, which I
Yeah.
think is beautiful. Like the Disney
Yeah.
afternoon was the 2 hours of TV that was on when you got home from school. And it was like one channel that had kid shows on until dinner. And then
Yeah.
on Friday night, there was the one channel that had like the four sitcoms until the weekend. And then honestly, Saturday morning cartoons were kind of the same way. There were like
Yeah.
two or three channels that had a cartoon, and you didn't
That's
like
true.
roll through a million choices or, oh my God, my children, and
That's
they're.
so
My
true.
children will fight over like the Netflix. Like, well, my show's on Netflix, so you can't have Netflix tonight. I'm
Yeah.
like, what a simpler time it was.
It's so true. Yeah. And that's when you go, should I invest in the higher price Netflix thing where I can have two people on
I
the
considered it.
account
But no, like, I feel like may this be the
once?
level of strife they have in their childhood. Like
Yeah.
we need to learn to figure this out. May this be the worst thing that ever happens to you. We have one screen at a time Netflix in my house.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. That's the way it goes. That's so funny. Well, thank you. Thank you, Janice. Thank you for being here. Thank you for inspiring me today. And thank you for everything that you do.
Thank you for connecting other teacherpreneurs. I am always happy to connect with other TBT authors on the gram. On the gram, my handle is Teacher Janice VA.
Teacher Janice VA. All right. And if also if you have any links or things you want to share, just send them to me
Yeah,
and
I
I'll
can do
share them in
that.
the, yeah, I'll share them in the show notes.
I always love to connect with other teacherpreneurs. And I think we chat with each other a lot in the DMs on Instagram because like on my store Instagram page, you're talking to like your audience, right? Like the
Yeah.
teachers, you're connecting with your resources, but all of my DMs are like chatter with other teacher authors, and I love that.
Yeah. That's so cool. That's so cool. Thank you.
I'm so glad we got to chat today. This was a really special part of my day.
Yeah, me too. I have loved this time. So thank you. I'm serious. Thank you so much.
I can't wait to hear this whole series when it comes live.
Well, it's out. We're doing it. Here's the series. I'm hoping that you're enjoying it as much as I am. I love to hear people's purpose. I love to hear people's why. I love to hear their story. I hope that you do as well. It's been enjoyable for me so far, and I know I hope it is for you too. And remember, teacherpreneurs, I am proud to stand among you. And if you're feeling it, I'd love for you to rate, review, and subscribe to the show so you don't miss a thing. You can also catch me on Facebook at Teacherpreneurs Raise Your Hand or on my website, Trina Debbery, Teaching and Learning, Teacherpreneurs Raise Your Hand. I'll catch you next time. Bye for now.